Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal appeals court Wednesday ruled that the Obama-era policy DACA that protects illegal immigrants brought to the United States as children violated federal law. It has now been sent to a lower federal court for further consideration. A Connecticut jury is expected to hear closing arguments Thursday in a trial to determine how much podcaster Alex Jones should pay for telling his audience that the 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School was a hoax. The six-person jury could begin deliberations by the end of the day. As OPEC Plus will cut 2 million barrels of oil a day from production, gasoline and energy prices are poised to skyrocket in the coming months. The Biden administration continues to rely on oil stockpiles President Trump secured during his administration. Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas says this is no mistake. The Democrats want high prices to push their green agenda.
The Democrats' plan is decline by design. We don't have $5 a gallon gas in this country by accident. It's not an unintended consequence. It's not bad luck or the evil machinations of oil company executives or OPEC. It's because Joe Biden and progressive Democrats want gas to be that expensive.
A Las Vegas, Nevada judge approved a motion to remove Clark County Public Administrator Democrat Robert Tellis from office Wednesday as he is set for trial. The liberal politician is accused of going to journalist Jeff Germain's home and stabbing him to death. The Monday night football game this week had a protester with a smoke bomb run out on the field. He was knocked to the ground by Rams player Bobby Wagner, saying he just wanted to keep everyone safe. The protester has now filed a police report for blatant assault. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The United States ambassador to the United Nations accused Beijing and Moscow of enabling North Korea's military after it fired two more ballistic missiles on Thursday following a Security Council meeting on the country's recent launches. Thursday's launch was the sixth in 12 days, occurring after the United States and South Korea began military exercises. Cheating at a fishing tournament has led to possible deceit at other tournaments these men participated in.
Two men accused of cheating during a fishing tournament in Cleveland won another event near Toledo earlier this year. Jake Runyon and Chase Kaminsky were initially declared the winners of the Cleveland Championship of the Lake Erie Walleye Trail Tournament Series last Friday. However, they were quickly disqualified after their catch was cut open and weights were found inside. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A professor was shot and killed on the University of Arizona campus in Tucson on Wednesday. Campus police are reporting a male professor in the Department of Hydrology was murdered by a former student. The suspect was identified as 46-year-old Murad Dervish. He has been arrested. The professor has not been identified. The Australian government announced changes to its telecommunications law to protect vulnerable customers after personal details were stolen in a major cyber attack on Australia's second largest cell phone carrier. The changes will provide better coordination with financial institutions and governments to detect cybersecurity incidents. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Deja Edwards is back with us to talk about her book, Shattered Innocence. It's about, you know, what is becoming the second largest illegal industry worldwide. We're talking the sale of humans. Deja, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much. It's good to be back.
Well, last time we talked, there was approximately 4 million victims of sex trafficking globally. I got to imagine this number is skyrocketing, especially in light of what's happening just at our southern border right now with impunity. The cartels are, you know, involved in human trafficking. It is a big business. It's estimated, you know, by our government that last year or to date, the cartels are generating something in excess of $13 billion in revenue. That can make you do a lot of crazy things, and certainly inhuman things, and that's what's going on, just one minor case in point.
You're absolutely right, and it's the fastest-growing enterprise in the world. It generates more than $160 billion a year in profit for the traffickers. Mm. This is 21st century slavery.
It is,
it's a crime against humanity. Every 40 seconds, a child is abducted in the United States.
Every 40 seconds. That is mind-boggling, Deja, these kind of numbers.
Actually, that comes from Donald Washington, the director of the U.S. Marshals Services. He says every community has a predator looking for prey, whether a child is 18 or 8 years old. He or she is risked simply because many communities refuse to believe that human trafficking happens here in their neighborhoods, their schools, and even in churches.
Even in churches. Wow.
Yeah, churches.
Yeah, you know, and we were talking about this. This was, you know, probably a couple of months ago, Deja, is that...
yes, sir.
You know, the fact that... That even this country, which is hard to believe, and I think this is part of what is adding to the problem here, is we're not dealing with reality. And that is that we as a culture have become consumers that promote human trafficking, haven't we?
We certainly have. And look, you're right. What's happening at the border, and he's moving these immigrants places where they're being picked up by the cartel, by the traffickers. Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately, I pray for our president, but I don't think he has any clue about what's happening right now. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah. Is it in a situation, I mean, the thing you would hate to curse somebody with, but it's like you don't understand until it happens to you. And I've spoken with parents that their daughters, sons have vapored. They have no idea. Are they alive? They're dead. I mean, it is so heartbreaking. And especially in a season where we're coming into the holidays where you're used to having family around, and then you've got to look over the dinner table and realize somebody's missing from a chair around the table here. And they have been captured by human trafficking, you know, sex trafficking and other debased things that, you know, without God, Deja, we're terrible. I mean, we're just an immoral lot. And this country has got to wake up. It's not just the president, but it's we, the people. Everybody has got to wake up to say, hey, look, we're reaping what we've sown. I've said this, you know, people were really shocked when, you know, Jeremiah Wright, who was President Barack Obama's pastor, had said, well, the chickens are coming to roost. Well, guess what? The chickens are coming to roost. The chickens of immorality that we've accommodated are coming to roost. And then what is it going to take? Is it going to take something that, like I said, we don't know until it becomes personal. It happens to you. And I'm trying to, you know, raise that consciousness. And I appreciate you coming on to help do this, that people realize that, you know, is that what it's going to take? We're going to have to wait until it becomes personal to you. You're not seeing that it's personal to you right now because it's not your son. It's not your daughter. Or have we become that cold and callous that by being this way, we accommodate this kind of immorality increasing to even higher heights?
Yes, that's why we have to be involved, you know. What's happening is difficult to stop sex trafficking because of the obstacles in the way. The number of laws for sex trafficking have gone up, but the number of human traffickers who are actually prosecuted hasn't. Unfortunately, Bill, laws are useless unless they're enforced.
So what? Boy, are we finding that out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do we need to do? We need to start, like you said, involvement. If you don't want to go out there and make your voice heard, pick up the telephone, call your congressman, especially now with the elections happening. Let them know what your stand is on what's happening at the border. You know, get involved. Know what's happening on the internet. You know, if parents would realize what's going on in the internet, and there are devices now to stop what's happening on the internet. There is an organization right now called bark.us, and parents can sign up for that. It actually limits what's going on in your internet. It lets you, it takes over the internet for you so that your child is not being lured through the internet by a predator. It stops what's coming on through the internet. They're even looking for children through these gaming sites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is absolutely relentless, Deja. You know, we hear the stories, and we just can't believe it. I mean, they're quite creative. And as you say, the reason they keep doing it is because they keep getting away with it. I mean, we're back to the old, you know, broken windows, you know, theory and idea and practical application is that we've got to, you know, this has expanded so greatly that we have to approach this as even the most and least minor of infractions needs to be focused on and attacked if we're going to, you know, eventually make any dent whatsoever and dissuade these perpetrators to leave our kids alone.
And we need to be more aware as parents. You know, I grew up in a whole different world. Now we've got to be careful. We have to keep our eyes open. What's happening in our home? You know, about 15 years ago, I was living in Hawaii. I don't know if I told you this story, but this man owned a business, and he was having a holiday party. He invited people from his business. Mm-hmm. One of the partners in this business, all of a sudden, he couldn't find him, and he couldn't find his daughter. Well, I'm not going to go into what happened when they found the child. But you can't trust anyone right now. You need to be careful. You need to have your eyes open. You need to talk to your children. You need to be involved. I know this is a difficult time because both parents are working. Mm-hmm. But you've got to talk to your child. You've got to make them aware that the people that they're talking to on the internet aren't nice people. You know, they're masquerading.
Exactly.
They're masquerading as, you know, a nice boy, a nice girl. They're filling your child's head with, you know, attention.
Deja, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back.
The IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Book Shattered Innocence shockingly opens your eyes wide open, and at the same time it breaks your heart to realize, you know, what is happening with human trafficking, the second largest illegal industry worldwide, right behind the sale of guns or drug trafficking. Every 40 seconds, Deja Edwards says, every community, every 40 seconds a child is abducted. Every community has a predator. This is not the America that we grew up in. And we have got to wake up to the reality the dangers abound, whether it's an open border with God only knows what coming across that border. The deviancy that has become so pervasive in our culture is beyond shocking. And we've got to get our heads out of the sand and realize the danger abounds and our children. The innocence of our children is at risk here. And I would say, Deja, it's beyond just saying it's at risk. Because when you consider that every 40 seconds this is happening, I mean, we're beyond the warning. I mean, we're seeing what is happening with our children, right?
You're absolutely right. And it's more lucrative than the drug trafficking because you can sell a child over and over again. These traffickers have a plan of manipulation. They are masters of psychology. They can identify a vulnerability from miles away. This is their full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
So they go on the internet. They mask themselves as a friend to a child. They, you know, they gain the victim's trust. They look for somebody who's vulnerable, who's someone who says, nobody likes me. I'm not pretty. I don't have any friends. And they come across, you know, as a peer saying, oh, you are pretty. You're our friend. And they build this relationship with the child on the internet. And after they build the trust, they say they're going to meet the child. And what happens? They can even use a child's friend. You know, we want to get to know your girlfriend. You know, we'd like to date her. So can you bring her when we all meet up? And what happens? You know, you're right, Bill. These people, these parents need to open their eyes and realize that they need to be concerned. You know, right now what's happening is children don't feel loved in our society anymore. And there's fear. There's fear out there. So children are looking for love sometimes in the wrong places. Mm-hmm. So we need to talk to our child. We need to have We need to have a circle of love there where they feel confident to come to us, an inner circle that's trusted and allows for open communication.
Well, we know of some things that are quite obvious that need to be done. And maybe, Deja, what the people need to hear our stories. I mean, you deal with this. I know sometimes it's uncomfortable to talk about it, but this is, I think, is what's, you know, maybe getting in the way of people waking up to say, wait a minute, you know, this may not be my daughter, but it could be. This may not be my son, but it could be. And this is what happens. Can you share some stories?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is I just got hooked up with an organization called Voices Against Trafficking. Mm-hmm. And they actually have a book. It's called The Strength of Many Voices Speaking as One, Voices Against Trafficking. And in this book, they have people who have actually gotten out of trafficking. And it's quite graphic what they've gone through. And, you know, like, for instance, here it says, predators know that your kids are spending 6 to 9 hours a day online. There are entire communities dedicated to seeking out kids and sending inappropriate pictures or getting them to abuse themselves sexually. The scary thing is it's happening right in our own town. Think of your child sitting on his bed with his cell phone. The child is alone in their room, alone on the internet. The child is physically in what could be the safest place in their own room, but there's no adult supervision. What's happening? This is what happened to me. And it goes on to share this girl's story, you know, how she, you know, her face was starting to break out. She didn't feel like she fit in with anybody in high school. So she found this friend on the internet. And that's where she went. From having a friend on the internet to meeting up with this person to being trafficked.
And the thing that's so powerful and compelling about a telephone conversation is that our imagination, which is a powerful powerful thing of our being can run away with us. And when we are aching, like this young girl is saying, feeling unloved, she can imagine all kinds of wonderful things. And it's amazing that how most of those things are, you know, how we fool ourselves to think that everything's going to be roses and rainbows and unicorns. We don't even pause for a moment to think of the danger, do we?
That's right. And once they get the victim's trust, they start providing for their needs. They, you know, they give them gifts. They give them attention. So as parents, we need to be aware. Is there anything coming into your home that you don't know where it came from? Is there a cell phone? Is there makeup? Are there clothes? Where, you know, you need to be aware of what's coming into your home and who they're coming from, because this is how it starts.
They just trap these young people into their game. They show them affection that they are crying out for, the very thing they cry out that they've been able to discern in these conversations, right? And
absolutely.
Yeah, and they're just you know, they're very conditioned. You mean talk about being groomed? They're groomed for this, and the next thing you know, they're captured. What with these young people that get captured, Deja, is there any kind of idea or estimate as to how long they may be involved in sex trafficking?
Well, it could be. It depends on how they, you know, how they get to escape, and it could be years. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully it isn't. But you know, what's really sad, I remembered this right now. I just got an email saying that they're looking for children in foster care. Girls who are runaways or in foster care are especially vulnerable. You know, years ago when I lived in Los Angeles, I remember you could walk along Hollywood Boulevard and just see the groups of runaways. You know, we're talking back in the 80s. What's happening now? And then to be trafficked out of foster care, an organization that was started to protect children. So if you live in a neighborhood where people have foster children, be aware, be on the lookout. And one wonderful thing that I can share right now is there is an organization now called Airline Ambassadors International. And what it's doing is providing training for flight attendants to recognize and report any suspicion of trafficking that's happening on their flight.
Wow.
I'm looking at the statistics, and they have rescued over 60 children that were being trafficked from Miami all the way to John F. Kennedy Airport in New York. So you have to keep your eyes open in a restaurant, anywhere. If you see a child sitting with an adult, and that child doesn't look happy, doesn't look uncomfortable, what are you going to do? You're going to make a phone call. You're going to call the trafficking hotline, and I'm going to give that to you right now, because if you make a call and it's a false alarm, so what? But if you save a child, you know, that will make all the difference in the world. I'm trying to pull it up here. Okay, National Traffic Hotline is 1-888-373-7888.
Once again, give that number. We got 9 seconds.
Okay, 888-373-7888.
Dej Edwards, thank you for being with us.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The judge overseeing the Musk versus Twitter trial wrote in her procedural ruling on Wednesday that she will continue to press for a trial, given the absence of any request not to do so, after Musk agreed again to buy the company at its original offer. Four Central California family members kidnapped earlier this week were found deceased by a farm worker in a rural part of the state on Wednesday. The man suspected of kidnapping the family, Jesus Manuel Salgado, was taken into custody Tuesday. More than 30 people, mostly children, were killed Thursday when a gunman opened fire at a child care center in northeastern Thailand. Afterward, the suspect went home, eliminated his own family and himself. On Wednesday, Crew Dragon carried astronauts into space for an eighth time with the fifth operational mission for NASA. This Crew 5 flight was commanded by Nicole Mann, the first Native American woman in space. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us on this day after, as all eyes continue to remain on Florida right now, as Hurricane Ian is making its way through, heading out to the Atlantic, but it still hasn't even got to Orlando yet, although Orlando is already, you know, feeling some effects. I mean, here we are in the southeast side, just above West Palm Beach, and we still have lots of wind activity. No tornadoes like we had a couple of nights ago, so thank God for that. So, you know, lots of wind and rain, so we're pretty well protected here right now by the grace of God, but our prayers continue to remain with those that are in the path of Ian, and especially those that felt the brunt of it, you know, yesterday and all through the night. You know, we're hearing, you know, some unconfirmed death rates. Governor DeSantis kind of squashed it a little bit because the sheriff maybe jumped the gun and said that there were hundreds of deaths being reported, and DeSantis said maybe not so. But okay, we've got some outside activity going on. Scott Powell is with us, and we're connecting with the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, and currently a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. Scott, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
If you are.
Whoops. Okay, I guess evidently that's what it was. We were just disconnected. See, this is what happens. You mentioned the hurricane, and, you know, the hurricane. Hurricane effect, you know, comes in and disrupts our connection, although I don't think Scott is anywhere near, you know, dealing with what we're dealing with here on the East Coast. So, you know, as we say, we'll continue to pray, you know, for those. You know, in fact, I was just talking, if you were connected with us, we were talking with Dan Perkins, and we were his last interview, and I'm going, why are you participating in this interview? And he goes, yeah, my car's all packed, and as soon as the interview is over, we're heading out, you know, and we're... He and his wife were at, and of course, you saw the devastation this morning is in, oh gosh, I want to say it's For some reason it's went out of my mind here, and of course we visited him, and a beautiful community there, but they've been hit very hard, but he got out, and you know, it's just crazy. I know the show must go on, and us radio folk, we get kind of crazy sometimes, you know, for the sake of doing the radio show. We've got to, you know, continue to you know, do what we need to do. But when Scott, as we hopefully we got Scott, we're connected with Scott now. Hey, Scott, are you there? Scott? Okay, no.
Hello?
Now we're good. Okay, there you are. Okay, it's just trying to get our wires connected correctly here, Scott. Hey, good morning. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm great, and it's really good to be with you.
Well, Scott, it seems that, you know, for the last almost decade consistently, this country has been at a tipping point, that the Constitutional Republic is on the verge of breaking down. But, you know, we haven't seen any changes in the last 10 years other than, and by changes, I mean changes that would rectify, that would course correct. If anything, especially the left, as they were, you know, given the power, you know, they have really doubled down and exacerbated the problem. And I know this sounds maybe self-serving, being a conservative, but you got to put the responsibility at the doorstep of those who are responsible. I mean, it wasn't conservatives that decided to cancel, you know, bail and let murderers out of prison en masse. This was supported by the, you know, before she was a senator, now vice president from the Democratic Party. Joe Biden didn't seem to have a problem with it. The Summer of Love, the Democrats all bounded together and suggested that somehow the frustration of the people needed to be exercised, that it was okay for them to, you know, tear down buildings and destroy jobs and destroy business and dreams of everyday people. Somehow the people had a right to do this. So, you know, the point is, Scott, there has been no course correction. Nobody's come back and apologized and said, look, at you know, this is a bad mistake. You know, we should have never let this happen. But here we are. The signs are such that as crime continues to rise and the chaos continues, that we're really beyond that tipping point. And this is no hyperbole, in my humble opinion. Scott, what do you say?
Well, I'm with you. The problems have been in the making for really decades in America. Mm-hmm. And I still have, you know, faith that, you know, God's hand is still at work. God may have lifted his hand of protection and allowed these things to happen, if you will, that we might wake up. I think we're at a tipping point of waking up, Bill, and for people to fail to see what is going on, one could argue that those people are beyond, they'll never get it. If people don't get it now, they'll never get it. But a lot of people are waking up to the fact that there is a communist-type revolution going on in our country. And the goal of that communist-type revolution is to fundamentally take our country down.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. To destroy our constitutional republic. And there are a lot of people in the middle who you know, they don't believe in conspiracy theories, and they think that, well, this is really just a right-left thing. It's a, yes, the Democrats have become more radical, but there'll be the pendulum will swing back to the right. Well, I hope that's true, but the fundamental is that this is a struggle between good and evil. And
exactly.
And we have to win this, win for the cause of goodness, because goodness and truth, those are things that we all value. That's what, you know, we want to live our lives according to truth. And we want to pursue goodness. So,
exactly.
You know, there are a lot of people that are now resonating, you know, that feel that they are now turning to the source of truth. There's a spiritual revival going on in America.
Exactly.
Now.
Right.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah.
Well, and what you said earlier, it's kind of like if you can bring into play the discussion that and it was a very, very succinct and powerful discussion that Don Lemon from CNN had with one of the royal experts. And he thought, it's opportune, let's talk about slavery. And she schooled him. And she schooled him to where, you know, shock and awe was all over his face. It was so intelligent and historically appropriate, he had no answer other than, that's interesting. But it's more than interesting, it was truthful. And what she did is she went back to the original point of slavery. Said, look, at it, if you want reparations so much that you need to go back where it all began. And where it began was in Africa. Amongst these black warlords who captured their fellow black men and realized they could make money by selling them. Okay, so that's the source. That's where you have to go back. So that being said, I take that same premise and say, all right, let's go back to the origination of the great American idea. Where did it come from? You know, we got to be grateful and thankful for the pilgrims. They were the ones for 10, 12 years were on their knees praying to God, asking for some place where they could go and be free to exercise their religion. And 12 years later, God answers that prayer. That is the seed of our faith, our Western faith, the contract, you know, we might say the covenant that God made with the pilgrims in giving us this land. And when you look at God's pattern and form, it is consistent. When you look at the children of Israel, there were cause effect. It was a cause effect relationship. If you do this, I'll do that. If you don't do this, I'll do that. You know, there's a blessing and a curse that's involved. And John Winthrop even enunciated that blessing and curse for all of us, which echoes, had the echoes of the same thing that, you know, Moses had pronounced to the children of Israel.
That's right. You know your history, Bill. I'll tell you, you're speaking my language now.
Well, the thing is, see, again, we've been saying for quite a while, Scott, and you were on before, and I said, we got to get back to first principles, this idea. And this is what's happening is people are starting to realize. It's like they figured, okay, we violated the law of gravity enough that, you know what, the law of gravity is. It is. So we got to quit being stupid here. And so some people have been smart enough to take that information, and they are repenting and they are saying, God, forgive us. We've turned our back on you. We have failed you. Please forgive us. And God, again, his pattern of his character says, if my people, it's not everybody, it's just the people who are called by his name, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, he will hear from heaven, he will forgive their sins and heal their land. And this is where we're at, exactly to your point. Scott, we've got more with you after this. Stay with us.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Scott Powell continues with us. He is the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute. Scott, as we were saying, more and more people are coming back to first principles. And what will be a clear demonstration of this commitment, it will be the midterms, because the pollsters are not giving us the straight stuff that they never do. You know, they really don't want people to see that a conservative Republican cause is leading. And so they're doing everything they can to keep an elbow, a thumb, a leg or something on the scale, so to speak. And we'll just have to wait and see. And hopefully the institutions of conservatism who have fought the good fight to secure the voting process, that their efforts will prove fruitful, you know, for us, and that we will be able to see a free and fair election, certainly much improved over what we experienced in 2020.
Yeah, let's hope so, I tell you. And the election of people like Kerry Lake, I think, can be so important, because Kerry is a fighter for the truth on election integrity. And I believe that she's going to pursue election fraud in Arizona. And she will deliver justice, I believe.
Yeah.
She's quite a lady. She's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And there's other states the same way. And you'll know on the surface. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I make this case in the book that one of the things I talk about with the story of George Washington is that his courage became contagious to all the people that were around him, the people, the soldiers that fought with him. They were underfunded, under-equipped, under-trained, and yet they persevered because of the courage that they saw. And courage is contagious, and it'll happen in modern times in a different way. But all we need is a few great people like a Kerry Lake who pursues justice without relenting to get to the bottom of what happened in the Arizona vote. And pretty soon you'll see other states doing the same thing.
Exactly.
And then when we actually have a decertified election, then the excitement of what do we do in this constitutional republic. There's a couple of different solutions, but we've got to have a restoration of equal justice under the law. What we've been living under for, you know, three decades is just unacceptable. It's killing us.
Exactly. And, of course, the manifestation of this injustice is so clear when you have conservatives being targeted, phones being captured, arrest. A guy like Peter Navarro, those attorneys were talking with the FBI. The FBI had to go and make a show of it, and they handcuff him and put him in leg irons. Are you kidding me? I mean, Peter Navarro is not a sprinter. He's not a marathon runner. And you're going to constrain him with leg irons? I mean, this is absurd.
And no, then you I have... believe he didn't resist at all.
No. No.
So what? No, it's all show. Look, right now we're in a late stage of this revolution, and they are wanting to... They think that this strategy of aggressive pursuit of MAGA leaders, they are doing this purposely to discourage the rest of the MAGA people, you know, to intimidate them. It's not going to work, of course.
Right.
Just the opposite is happening. We're more determined to win than ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and you talk about somebody with character and strength. Say what you want to say about Donald Trump, but This is why they're so freaked out, because Donald Trump is, in a sense, the George Washington of today. No matter what attack he takes, I mean, look at he gave up 50% of his wealth to step up and serve the country, truly serve the country. Didn't take a paycheck. I mean, you say what you want to say about his personality, but look at what he did for the everyday man and woman. Most had a job. We had a very, very successful country. Our border was contained. National security, the concept of national security, had returned to America. He was able to remedy the damage that Obama and Biden did, lest we forget what they did, you know, to America on the world stage. It's amazing by contrast. And why, you know, with these numbers, Scott, I'm perplexed by it. And disappointed that there would be as many as 40% of the country saying that they support Joe Biden and his policies, when the policies have been so blatantly injurious to the American people at large.
I think those numbers are too high, Bill. I don't think there are 40% of people that support Joe Biden. But let me speak to the very point you were just making. You know, all people are flawed, right? And if we speak in terms of God working in the world, we know biblically that God worked through many sinners to bring about his ends, his justice. Mm-hmm. Think of David, you know, the great King David. You know, he committed, you know, adultery, he committed murder. You know, he was a very flawed man, and yet God used him in a mighty way. Donald Trump is a flawed man. But I believe that he was raised up for a time such as this.
Exactly.
And we should use this criteria too in raising up future leaders. We need fighters. We're in a war. We need courageous people that are willing to stand on principle and fight for principle unrelentingly. And if we have a dozen of those people in each house in the chamber, we can totally turn this country around.
And the thing is, we need to understand the influencers, the influence of the media oligarchs, the social media oligarchs, the mainstream media, how they've sold out and abandoned their First Amendment right to exist. They have absolutely corrupted themselves, and they're doing us no favors, and they're shocked. It's interesting, Scott, how shocked they are that they're losing subscribers. Well, they're losing subscribers because people are fed up with the lies. They're holding their media outlets to a higher standard. And I say, God bless them. We need to continue to rally around that idea, to hold people accountable, because our media is there to hold our government accountable, to help us out, not to side with the government. And this is what they've done. They've sold out to the government, and this is partly why we're in the mess we're in.
I mean, you know, the founders were extremely wise. I mean, they understood that power corrupts people, that all people are sinners, and that all elected people would be tempted, to put their hand in the cookie jar and pursue corrupt ways. And so they created a system of checks and balances, three branches of government. They then overlaid on that a system of federalism where there is there's tension and competition between the federal government and the states. And then the third element of checking corruption, and they thought that this would remain, was that the media would hold the government accountable. They really, right. that was the role of the media in the early days.
Exactly.
It was always covering the corruption in government. Now the media covers it up.
Exactly.
The media enables corruption in our government, and that's one reason that we have this where we are today. So the media has got to be totally transformed, and it's already in process. We see, you know, look, the conservative radio, conservative media is growing and growing. So, and people are discovering it. It may not be as easy to access on your television, but increasingly it is, frankly.
Yes.
There are a lot of easily accessible shows. I cut the cable, the Comcast cable, so I don't get Fox anymore. I kind of had finished with the Fox after they sort of betrayed us in various ways.
Exactly.
You know, I get Roku, so I can see Newsmax, and I can see, you know, All America News, I think they call it, and there are a lot of great programs there. But it's, you know, it's the internet that gives us access to so much now. So
exactly,
you know,
well,
so things are changing, and we're living in very exciting times. We really are.
Yeah, and I would agree with you. And people are making choices now, as you say, cutting the cable. They're limiting. You know, they're not necessarily believing in the traditional outlets. I mean, Scott, when you and I were growing up, I mean, think about it. The major networks, and this was ABC, CBS, and NBC at the time, commanded 85% of the viewing audience. Today, it's less than 50%, and there's a clear reason why. Not only because of the options, but because they're just not delivering. And you would think because they were there first that they should have secured their future and their ratings, but they abandoned their reason to exist, and they violated that key principle that you just mentioned. And people have said, "Okay, I'll go find, you know, I'll find someplace else to go." It's kind of like what's happening with our educational system. The teachers union have violated the trust of the American people, and you have this mass exodus now of families going, "Okay, I wasn't planning on homeschooling, but I'm going to go it. I'm going to homeschool, or I'm going to find a private school that is consistent with my values, as opposed to." Turning my kids over to, you know, some sort of agency that thinks that the family and you know the family element is worthless, it's irrelevant, that the teachers now claim hold of our children. If they want to fill our kids with puberty blockers, let them use any restroom they want and to be violated, and talk about you know, things of sex that should be talked at home, not in a classroom setting, for some other perverted reason which is beyond me. You know, this is why the families are reacting the way they are, and God bless them for doing it.
Yeah, well, it's one reason I wrote Rediscovering America. It should be in every homeschool. It's just a great book for homeschools because it's very readable. It's only 200 pages long. Each chapter is a standalone story of the key segments of our history, and it reveals how God's hand was behind so many things that we've taken for granted.
Exactly. Well, Scott, how can the people connect with you and get their hands on Rediscovering America?
Well, the book's readily accessible. You can buy it at Target, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. Amazon gives you the best reviews, the most reviews, so you can go and research it a little bit right on Amazon. Rediscovering America, it'll come right up. Scott S. Powell, that's that's the author, that's me. I'm a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. Discovery Institute's doing great work in all these areas we've talked about.
Exactly.
So, you know, go to Discovery.
We got to leave it there.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com
The final phase of extermination.